Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And lo and behold, it is my friend, good friend, Mr. Max Richmond, who is the president and CEO of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Hey, Max, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you, Earl? Good to talk to you.
I'm always doing great when I have you on the line.
Great.
So what's happening now?
Well, you know, the trustees of the Social Security and Medicare programs issued their annual report a couple of weeks ago. And you know, I guess you could say it's good news and bad news. The good news is that the solvency of the trust fund was extended by a year from 2034 to 2035, which means the program is sound and able to pay full benefits until that point. But the bad news is we need some legislation to go beyond 2035, and that's, as you and I have talked about, bills that are out there to accomplish just that. But they haven't made it across the finish line. So that's what we've been working on, to make sure that these programs continue to provide full benefits beyond 2035 and, in fact, improve some benefits in important ways.
So
Max, we can talk about.
Who can be opposed to that?
Well, the legislation that we support has over 200 co-sponsors in the House of Representatives. It's Congressman John Larson is the chairman of the Social Security Subcommittee of Ways and Means Committee. Over 200 co-sponsors, not one Republican. That's who's opposed to it.
But why would they be opposed? Because the last time I checked, as people reach the age of retirement and Social Security and Medicare, that includes people who call themselves Republicans. So why would they be opposed to that?
Their solution to making sure Social Security is strong.
Privatizing it.
Privatizing, cutting benefits, reducing the cost of living adjustment, raising the age for eligibility, all of those things, and you know, raising the age, these are all benefit cuts. Even raising the age, if you raise the age for eligibility beyond 67, which it will be for everybody in a couple more years, you're reducing benefits. People are going to get less money for the time that they are eligible to get Social Security. So it's all about a different approach. It's more, you know, you're on your own. Take care of yourself. You know, I have talked to so many Republicans, and every time I meet somebody for the first time, they ask me what I do, and I say I'm with the Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Their response is always, "Well, I'm for that," but what does that mean? I ask them, when you say you're for it, how are you for it? Are you for protecting the program? Are you for expanding benefits? Or are you for privatizing it? Because if you're privatizing it or cutting benefits, you're not really for it. You're not really for it.
So Max, let's talk about what Republicans think is to be gained by privatizing it and putting it, you know, in the hands of you know, the vultures. What do they think is to be gained by that?
Well, Earl, I am sure you're going to be shocked that it all comes down to money.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
It's shocking. If Wall Street could get its hands on all that money, they'd be delighted. There's almost $3 trillion in the Social Security Trust Fund. It's invested in government bonds. It's not Wall Street's, in Wall Street's domain.
In other words, it's safe.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Right.
That's a good way to put it. But, you know, there's something that's kind of under the radar that we've been talking about as much as possible. There's a Republican senator from Florida, Senator Scott.
Oh, yes.
Happens to be, I think, he's the wealthiest member of the U.S. Senate, worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And his plan is to what he wants these programs, Social Security, Medicare, to be, quote, sunsetted every 5 years. What, a lot of people say, oh, that sounds kind of benign. What does sunsetting mean? It means every 5 years the Congress would have to reenact, start from scratch, reenact Social Security and Medicare. And you know how hard it is even to pass a legislation naming a post office these days. Getting Social Security reenacted, starting all over again, would be virtually impossible. It wouldn't be the same program. But this senator isn't just some rank-and-file senator. He happens to be in charge of the Senate, a Republican Senate Campaign Committee. You know what that means. He's in charge of electing and re-electing Republicans to the U.S. Senate. So those, and doling out, you know, tens of millions of dollars to buy political ads. So those people who win those races, they're going to be very grateful to Senator Scott. And his proposal is likely to get a lot of support in the next Congress from those senators that he helps win elections.
But thankfully,
so this is a problem. This is a huge problem.
So, but thankfully for right now, Mitch McConnell has clearly stated that he's not supporting that. I mean, Mitch McConnell's not going to be around forever, and he's not somebody that we need to rely on for doing the right thing, right?
He's not going to be around forever. That may be a good thing. He's a very smart Republican leader, and he knows having that message out there will make it difficult to win elections in the U.S. Senate. So of course he's going to say that's not our plan. That's his plan. Nevertheless, it's out there. Some of the opponents, I call them opponents, even though they say they're for Social Security, they're very reluctant to say, oh, we're gonna cut benefits, because they know that's not politically popular. Poll after poll has shown that across party lines, you know, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, by huge majorities, support Social Security, support improving it, expanding it. So they're going to say, well, we're not for cutting benefits. We're for things like you and I have been talking about, privatizing. We're for raising the age for getting benefits. We're for changing the way the cost of living adjustment is computed. They have a proposal that's been floating around for a few years called the chain CPI, and that would mean the COLA, the cost of living adjustment for inflation, would take into account if the price of something goes up, you're going to substitute something cheaper, and that gets you a lower COLA. So there are a lot of ways to skin that cat, and without saying we're for cutting Social Security. But the bottom line is all of these things I've just been talking about reduce benefits, and that means cutting Social Security.
You know, Max, maybe I haven't said it before, but I'll say it now. I love my Social Security check. I really do. You know, I love Medicare. I was just at the doctor's office on yesterday and had a test run. And my only insurance is Medicare, you know. So if I was to go in without my Medicare and have the test I had run on yesterday and I was a senior person, there's no way I could have afforded to have that done.
Right. And you're not alone.
No, and so what it does is it's reassuring to those of us who have to be concerned as we age, you know, things, you know, the body and was only made to survive so long, and so now the older you get, the more you have to do preventative things. Imagine if that wasn't there.
Right.
I mean, I really just don't understand those foolish people on the right who don't understand. Well, they got to understand it, but whatever belief is they have, to think that that doesn't, the average American who is not wealthy, that's their lifeline.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And you know, there's a lot of misunderstanding about some of these programs. And you remember some of the ads a few election cycles ago where there were people saying, I want the government to stay out of my Medicare.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, well, Medicare is the government program for health care for seniors. But it's this whole approach of anti-government, you know, keep the government out of the bedroom, out of our guns, you know, that whole philosophy. And that's part of what's driving the opposition to the Social Security and Medicare programs.
You know, for those who are blessed and fortunate, you know, Max, that the Social Security check comes and I never have to worry about it because I really don't need it. It just goes into my account and I don't give it a second
right.
thought. God bless you. But for all of those like me who, you know, need it, I can't even begin to think how I could live without it. Got to go to a break.
Yeah.
Max, can you hang on a second?
Absolutely.
All right. Max Wright Richmond. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be back.